Tai det är ju tur att jag
kan
väl.
Kan va? Okay. Yeah. This week, Parshas Mishpotim, and Parshas Mishpotim is everything about monetary, money matters. The Masa is, the question is, we would like to talk, Psalocha Digin Nikida, which belongs to Mishpotim, but we can also take out Epesa Musa Haskel, Epesa Derech Navodis Hashem, which comes out from Mishpotim. And there's a story which is told in the Gemara in Akoines, Daf Samach Amud Beis. The Gemara says and tells as Rabbi Yitzchok Nafche had two Talmidim. One of them was called Rabbi Ami, the other one Rabbi Asi. And he wanted to say Advar Aloche, and the other one interrupted, "No, I want Advar Agode." So he started saying Advar Agode, the other one interrupted, "No, we want Advar Aloche." So Rabbi Yitzchok Nafche said, "I'm like a person who has two women, and one wife is a younger one, the other one is an older one, and the younger one is shamtzich, that she's going on the street with the old husband with white hair, and the other one, the younger one, has the same problem. The older one has a problem. She goes around with the pseyungimanshik, sat the pseyungaponim. So while at sleeping, the younger one used to tear out the white hair, and the older one used to tear out the black hair. It might have nimtze kireach mekam mekam." That's the story. So what's the solution? Rabbi Yitzchok Nafche says, "I have a problem. I have two wives, and one wants azar story, dvar agode. The other one wants a dvar aloche. I'll say something which is good, which is equal, which will satisfy both of you." And I said an halucha in Hilchas Eish, which part of it is an halucha in halucha, and the other one is part nagod. We'll try to do the same today. Start out with halucha and bring it to a bissel to our mission in life. Parashas Mishpotim, jede Wort ist doch ganze Gemurre, es ist in Bobe Kame, Bobe Metzie. Just to start off with a little Gedank, how Rameya Simche, Meshe Chochme, Geoines of Geoines, how he found every Aluche which is said in the Gemurre, he finds it in the Parashe. Lemush Ladigme. There's a significant difference between Hashem Mechinam and Hashem Mesocho. Hashem Mechinam is obligated only to take the item he is been shoyim on it, and put it away, and he doesn't have a chiyuv shmira to run after it all the time. Ma'ash Eken Hashem Mesocho, the Gemara says, he's obligated to follow the animal and to go up if she's walking on a hill. The ganze tzat, ad kedei kach, there's a Machne Ephraim and the Nesivis, which say it comes out a gewaldige nafkemine. Hashem Echinon, who takes on shmira, he can't, in middle of the period of the Shmira, say to the Mafkid, "I don't want to do it anymore." Why? You undertook Shmira, you're a Shoimer. Hashem Esocho, as we explained, he's working physically, he's a Poyel. In a Poyel is the Yesod, which is called Poyel Yochoy Lachzor Be'emtza Ayoim. He can stop in the middle of the day, because to Apusik, Libnei Yisrael Avodim, Avodahem, Veloy Avodim La'avodim. So therefore, Zug de Machne Ephraim, in the Nasivis quotes him La'aluche, Eshoim Esocho can turn down the Shmira, middle of the Shmira, saying to the Mafkid, "I don't want to do it anymore." Zug de Ramay Simcha, It's straight in Posuk. Ramay Simcha is Moiradik. He found everything in the Posuk. He doesn't understand why. It's straight in Posuk. So, Yazuk Terazoi, look at the difference how it's written in the Parash of Shem Echinim this week and how it's written in the Parash of Shem Esocho. Parash of Shem Echinim starts, "Ki yitn ish al ra'ayu kesev oikelem lishmoy v'gunav mi beis o'ish." It'll be stolen from the house of the person. Now, if we look at the parash of Shem Esocho, "Ki itnishel ra'eu shchamoy roshor esev chol behem lishmoy me,"
V'im gonoiv yigonev me'imoi.
What's the difference? Spot the difference. In the parsha of Shem Echinom is v'gunav mi'beiso ish. In the parsha of Shem Esocho, v'im gonoiv yigonev me'imoi. What's the difference? Look, the ma'asim chazei gishmak. Shem Esocho is obligated physically to be with the animal all the time. Ibameilim gonev yigonev, it's me'imoi from himself. He was with the behemoth zaman. But when we talk about Shoyim Echinom, it's just about take the chayfetz, put it down in a china closet, feltik. Is v'gunav mebeiso ish. So Meisim Chizuk, the ganze chilik, which is spoken out in the poskim, between Shoyim Echinom and Shoyim Esocho, that Shoyim Echinom is just obligated to put it away, and Shoyim Esocho, opposed to Shoyim Esocho, has to be shoymerit physically all the time, and therefore Shoyim Esocho can turn down the job in the middle of the time. Shteit in pusik, du shteit v'gunav mebeiso ish, in du shteit im gonev v'gonev me'imoy. Just a glance for the Maya Simcha. Let's talk about the story in Halucha, and we'll try to come to it a bisl b'machshuva. Let's think about a story like this. Someone has a shop. He sells meat, or fish, raw fish. And at Sisul, it's very common, you can see it. There's a boy chick, they call him a tustusan, a motorcycle boy. Does all these deliveries. Mishlochan, they call him in at Sisul. Yeah, does deliveries, fine. Now, this boy, this delivery boy, took a bag of raw fish. He comes up to the apartment where he had to deliver. He gives a knock, a halbe knock on the door. He leaves it outside. Fine. Now comes a cat. Eats up the fish. Or lamazugn a goy gekimmen and he took it away. So he gambled wrong. The fish is not there anymore. Two questions. The motorcycle boy chick, is he mechuyev to pay?
What's his job?
Very good. Is there a poyel? Oh, is there's a lot more to be done. I don't believe we'll get to everything because I just like to highlight the points which has to be taken in account. Now, there's two main questions I want to shtel on today. The first one is he mechiev to pay? That's the number one question. The number two question is even more interesting. How much is he paying? In case we'll decide that he was a poisheya and he has to pay. How much does he pay? Is he paying the amount that it costs us for the shop? The retail price? Sorry, the wholesale price? Which the owner of the shop has to pay for raw fish, raw meat? Or the pshat is nine? You're paying your retail price. Wifl der yid had to pay? Kozelos. Oh, Kozelos is a shmiz fin gromer. So the question is, how much will he be paying? And I'll try to focus on the first question first, and then come back to the second question. Because the first question has a lot of details. So the same question can appeal this motorcycle boy, or Tazarov liked all these bags, not on a sophisticated way, a bag here, a bag here, and he was flying on the street, and a bag went flying. Is it mechuyev to pay or not? That's already now. Let's be
negligent.
Sorry.
He's being negligent.
Negligent has pshia. Very good. So the question is: first of all, we have to decide and to give a termination halucha, a terminology for this motorcycle boy. We'll call him a poyel or a shoymer. That's the first question. He's a poyel. He works for someone. But he has items, goods, which he's been shoyim on it. So the haluches, lang haluches, he's working and he's getting paid. And if he's getting paid and he has something in his hands which he works with, he becomes halucha for shoyim asocha. It's quite a stark halucha. He becomes a shoyim asocha. So this boy, sorry.
This is the living
So I'll refer on your question on the point that we asked before. Reb Chaim mentioned it before. If the job is just go up to this apartment, give a knock on the door and leave the goods there, that's his job done. If in Oipsim, medarf nicht alles ausschmissen, if the Minigam Medina is that a delivery of fish, depends what's the norm or what was discussed in the beginning of the job. If he has to wait till this balbosta opens the door and those or not. The pshat is you give just a knock on the door and you finish your job. Let's be focused on the point. If the job is just to deliver it at the door, job done. That's it. This was us megibaitin zitin. Mashe tal tolais atafkid or cc fertig. But in case that the job is to knock on the door and to wait till they open, you leave it there. Is your job is not finished? Ilemaisa, you become a shoimer on the goods. Now you become a shoimer on the goods, and you are a shoimer socho because you're getting paid. You're a shoimer socho, and you leave goods outside. And which is not part of the agreement, is this a pshia? Is a jewish zugen? Even Hashem Chinam would be chayim in such a case because it's a pshia.
If the bala bait ordered, they put it in the porch.
Oh, now it's the opposite. You're right. This question goes the other way around. Then the Balabai says, I won't open the door, just leave it there. Then the Balabai will have to pay towards the shop. Yeah. That's another than Torah. The shopkeeper calls up the Balabai, please pay this invoice. So I never got fish. That's what you asked. We delivered to your porch. Shall it be name or not name? That's a discussion between the Balabai towards the shop. Now we're talking about in a case that the Balabai won't pay. I didn't receive anything. He's not paying. Now we have a dentoire between the balabais and this shliach, this motorcycle boy. Now, in such a case where the shmuz was that he's mechuyev to deliver and to wait till the balbost is opening the door, he'll be chayv. Now, but we have to be done sedoa din devoch digesedr, which is called v'chiyishal ish me'im rayeyu. That's the helps the shoimer there is in halacha, shoyel, chayv ba'onsen and everything. No excuse. Only an excuse if meisu machmas melocha. If you took a motorcycle and he couldn't make it to go up the hill, is meisu machmas melocha poter. Besides of meisu machmas melocha, shoyel is chayv ba'koil. Obe im ba'olav imo ilo yeshalem. Pele ba'afle. A goy can't understand such halacha. Is pushed to remember all of him alone. Shalom, shtet chinuch the time. Why not? Because if I'll drive your car and you're there, so why should I be keeping an eye on it? If you can keep an eye on it, the problem is in halucha, as even when you started this halvoah, this shale, you just ask the balbos, hashkeni mayim, give me a drop of water, bring me a cup of tea, please. Is this midem? I have to swing. Heist is shale bebalam. Now it's very, very common that at the beginning of the day, this motorcycle boy, or when he starts his commitments, the balbos comes out, helps him out with the bags. So very, in much of the cases, there's a ptul of she'ila bebalem. We have always to check she'ila bebalem, and Blineda, I'll come soon back to Shila Babalam to understand it, abisle na machshuva digiveik. Now, so regarding this motorcycle boy, we would say, be'etzem, if he left it there, and the job is to deliver it till the house, till the balbuster opens the door, he has to pay. And even if it would be a shem achinim, he has to pay, because it's a pshia, it's a neglection. It may have it have batzul. Now, you have to check, obs nish gewesen kam, she'ile babalam. If it would be a she'ile babalam, it's a ptor of she'ile babalam. No, you're right. I've forgot to mention, Sheila is one of the four Shoimerim. The din of Ptur Bailim is by all four Shoimerim. The Chiyuv for this motorcycle boy is midin Shoimer, because he's keeping, he haven't been mazigit. There's an important point which I have to mention regarding the chilik between a mazig and a shoyel. When you go and you see a garden of a friend who has, a hose there, and you knock open the door, and the hose runs out, and he's losing the animal, you don't have to pay. Hapoiretz geder b'shnei behemas chaveiroi v'yotza behemo v'nevdo poter medine odom. Chai b'dine shmaim, or b'poter medine odom. Why? It's only a grome. Why, when I'm being a shoimer on your items, when I'm going to sleep and I forgot to lock the door in my house, which is quite okay, and someone came and pushed up the door and took out the animal I'm mechuyev to pay, what's the pshat? Not because I'm a mazik. Mitzad mazik I wouldn't be paying. I'm paying mitzad shoimer. That's chiyuvei shoimer. And chiyuvei shoimer is potter bebalem. This motorcycle boy is chayev on the case where I discussed it. Now, opposed to the case we're going to discuss, if it went flying from the motorcycle, if he left it outside of the door, you can't be mechayev him as mazik. He hasn't been mazik it. He just neglected it. For neglection is a pshia. He's chayev medin shoimer. Right? Medin shoimer, if he was bebalem, is a puter als pshia bebalem. Now, let's go back to the second part of the first part. The second part is, which we asked, what would happen if this motorcycle boy hasn't been, at this nicht ziege bin, haven't teared it properly, and it went flying while driving. That's already a problem which is not only shoimer. That can already be a problem of a mazik. Because you're keeping something and you lose it, all the mamazik chayev, even when you're losing something from your hand, you're going and lomazugin with the safer, and it's even if it's a shtikl oynes, I mean, you're chayev, all the mamazik chayev bekol. So this motorcycle boy keeps his bags, and one bag is going. So lechoyre, he'll have to be paying als odem amazik, and lechoyre, he won't have a ptul als balem even, because as odem amazik, he has his bags in the hand, and you lose one bag, you chayv als odem amazik. Dus wat lechoyre gedav zan daloch. Interesting to say, Rabbi Yankiv Bloy, Zchoyin Elvroche, in his sefer, brings down a gewaldige zach. There is an aloch in Shien Dalet, in Dalet Shien, in Shechen Oruch, which talks about a sabol. A sabol, a long story, a gemara in Bom Metzia, Rabbi Babachone was hiring sabolim, and they broke the barrel of wine, and he took away their clothing, and Bekitzer, and he wanted them to pay, and Tzimtzof, he came to Rav Huna, and he was mechayev to be moichel, and to pay them the salary. I got some answer. What's the story there, over there? It's lefnim shur sadin, but it's brought down the shechnur chazuzom zechfirin. What's the shoyr shaloche? The shoyr shaloche is that if someone, it's a tkona, someone does a job, and Rabbi Yankiv Bloy is mazbed aloche nochmer, as every job which hasn't got any special knowledge to it. Meaning, when you have an accountant, a doctor, a plumber, anything which has a certain art in it, which comes under simon shien vov ho umnin shekilkelu, is the shmiz wegen professional neglection. I won't go into it. It's the negligence. It's going to be, I think, Koilel Dayonis is making an event soon on it. But those are the pshat is. You are an accountant, you are a plumber, you are an electrician, and you have a knowledge, you have a job, and you charge for it. Of them, this profession is b'mechayev you to look after your job. Hasabol has no, this is them. It's just a job for a 70-year-old boy. It's called a night job, a side job, which a boy gets to, you know, to carry something from here to here. This liegt nicht in dem Kachochme. On such a job, on Chazal gezuk, lefnim eshur asadin, soll man nicht chargen if he made a hezik, because these type of boys won't find anything to earn if they'll have to pay any hezik they're doing. But meile, a boy, a motorcycle boy, who has there's no knowledge to it. Even yeah, understand, he has a license to drive the bike. So liegt nicht in dem kein knowledge. So Rabbi Yankiv Bloy zukt such a case where you're doing a hezik through your work is a zach bus mezol. The guide into the halacha from Shi and Dalit that we're not charging on that. A grosser chiddush.
Could be.
Now, I would like to elaborate on another point. How much should he be paying? Which is very important. And it comes to the same point. When I'm coming into a shop, and let's say I'm coming to Halperin's, I take a mayonnaise jar, flap it through on the roof of the earth, zerbrochen mazig ben. How much do I pay? Do I pay the price it says £4.19? Or should I be paying £3? Sorry? Okay. So how much should I be paying? How much is the chiyuv to pay? No. Is the motive as well? Let's make it very short. So do halucha, you're not paying, never paying for causing hefset. Meaning, I could have earned more on it. So as a chiyuv. So eps ein ktsos, was halt yo azoi, so shon genemen. Regularly, you're paying what you've been mazik. So the question is, how much was I be mazik? How much? So, what's the pshat? If I'll be mazik to someone who bought it, just bought it, paid for it, £4.19, I'll be paying £4.19. If I'll be mazik for the shopkeeper a split second earlier, I only pay £3. What's the yisod? Lahalucha. Lahalucha is azoy adobo niflo. I'll say the halucha, which is sharp. If you go in to the warehouse, on the back warehouse, and you smash a jar of jam, mayonnaise, you'll be paying the wholesale price. As soon the jar is on the shelf, you'll be paying £4.19. The worth of money, of item, is how much it's going here, in this very spot. The jar is on the shelf, and the price is £4.19. This is the Shabbos von der Sach. And I won't go into ribbis, but think about it. If you have two boys or two girls in a camp, where they have an agreement, I'll go here to, it's called right, the Coop or the Migros, you know, in Switzerland, and one girl is buying 6 cans of cola, and she'll give for a friend here a can of Coke, and the tnai between them is that on the mountain, on Weissong, on Shisong, on Weiss Heist, she'll be giving her back a can of Coke. It starts a big problem, because a can of Coke down in the supermarket is a Weisswurst, is a half a pound. But if you pay it on the mountain, it's £5, £6, £7, £10. It's a ernste Schale. It's not the same thing, because the selbe can of Coke has a different Chavius. And b'meile, now we still have to decide and to take an account in halacha, this boy, in a case he'll have to pay where it was a maizit. He took just the sack of Zahistis raw fish, threw it away. Stam, he was in a bad mood. As not for such of them, Kaptur. How much will he be paying? Sorry? Oh. Is mitzad the shop, the choyre went out. But here, we have to think about it. Because where, if you don't have a real retail shop, it's just going from the warehouse straight to the client, where is the spot where we decide why? He's a shliach, he's still part of the shop. The pashtus, we should say, apsimchalt andish, rakes daiti oimeir, as the pashtus, while it's still biyada shuliach, his pshat is, he still haven't delivered it to the obekenzan, as a psimchas yogirecht. Because be'etzem, it's been labeled, nechmein as egerecht. Ich meine, Rab Simcha ist gerecht. as soon as been labeled and put into a tray and sort a tag price, you're just a delivery boy. It's a shop. It's a mobile shop. לא מאנדינג מתה דבר הגודל, וזו אנדינג, לא ממסכם זן, מסמוד גרעת, אינוך זו נקיד את דבר הגודל, לא ממסכם זן. We spoke about 2.5 cases. We spoke about the story of a motorcycle boy where he's been doing a neglection towards his shmira, and then we spoke when the motorcycle boy is doing something under the hagdur of a mazik. And then we discussed how much he should be paying. לא ממסכם זן. If it's in a case where he's a shoymer, neglection, is a lechoyra shoymer socho, so he should be paying for neglection, for pshia, for gneve. We have to be done als bailim, als oibizdu aptur from bailim. That's one case. The other case where he's been mazik, is oibiz been mazik while working, hot me geret, as a do the ptur from shi and dalet, as vus, as a sabol, someone is doing a very simple job, hot when he was mazik b'yadayim, pshat, he has to pay. We discussed how much he should be paying, and we discussed we have retail prices and wholesale prices. This is megret. Lo menazu a kleine volt. Vusitaki yisod from pshia bebalim. What's the yisod? Shteit nisvurim. The whole story, like Chana said on a song, vayitiku shmoi Shmuel ki Hashem sheiltif. Our life, shteit norachaim akudish. We are borrowing our neshama from the Eibishter. Nu oyb mat gebor kol anu shloi the Eibishter. We don't pay anything to the Eibishter. Miig dim mani va'ashalem. So we in a status towards Hashem. We are shoyel from Hashem. Nu, we going on the street. We going to work. In mefalteran in zachen in bittere parshes in a virus. Sometimes it's bepshia. Sometimes it's a oynes ke'en gneiva vede. Sometimes a oynes mamish. So what can we do? What can we do? So you can pturim ba'ashoyel. Only two pturim. One ptur is meis machmes meloche. The Eibishter upiten. A yid is given in mitten tins an avodas Hashem because he a yid and he was nerig al kiddush Hashem. Meis machmes meloche. This is a ptur. This is the alle haruge malchus with the gemurah zukt. Ein odem yuchel amud b'mchitzosam. Aber ins pusht the mensch with the Eibishter so leben gesinnte heid in keimisch unkimen zu sachen von die sachen. What's the ptur? The einzigste ptur is the balem. You start your day the Torah way. What's the pshat? You start the day by saying, Eibishter b'medir. What's the pshat? It's the word for Chedishurim. Lo hibit oven b'yankoiv, v'lo yro omol b'yisroel. The Eibishter zook says, Yukam ha'avayres b'yidin. What says Yukam ha'avayres b'yidin? Alle neviyim, alle psikim, v'saratem, v'avadetem, the Eibishter k'misser. What says the hibit oven b'yankoiv, v'lo omol b'yisroel? Zook the Chedishurim, kikvo shtei tzvei verte, shpeter. Hashem Eloikov imoiz v'balim. The Yid, the ganze tzad, he starts his day with a davenen, mit a lernen, a connector to the Eibishter. Hashem Eloikov imoiz, it's a andere masse. Lo hibit oven b'yankoiv, v'lo yro omol b'yisroel. Hashem elokov imoy val de aibish de mitem. Dus pshat im pusi vichi yishal ish me im rayeu de rayeu de reboin ishloilem. Raya o vicho is im be'ol of imoy oi be connect sich zum aibish. Es a ganz hat gedenkt, er kimmt zirik zum aibish is loy yishal am dafen ish batzulen. Cho gehet letzten sehr interessante scheine maße as se gen in de Catskills in Amerika I gewesen is du a hotel called the Fleischmann's Hotel. And Ramoyshe was there and se gen a ruv, a galiziane ruv, et geist Rebchaim Rubin, a galiziane. And Ramoisha asked him to say Shalshidas Torah. So he said, Mezuk dem Pusik, Achas Shoalti Ma'es Hashem, Oysa Avaka, Shifti Vasem Kol Machayo. The ganze Posuk, Hot Nishka Pshat HaPidigduk. You start, Achas Shoalti, Hobach Gebeten, Loshen Ova, Ma'es Hashem, and then, Oysa Avaka, I will ask. Zamachlet. You have been asking, Vos Titzich Dosh. Hot Der Abchaim Ruben gesucht, and there's another, a few kashes, Achas Shoalti, and then you ask a whole list, hat nur gesucht von Sar Sholem von Belz, der Prim Ruben, said, Achas, uk tois wissen wir noch, es ist deine Schome, Achas, Yechido, was der Eibische dir geben, Achas, deine Schome, scho alti, hab ich geborgt, mei Eis Hashem. Das ist ein bitter Geschäft. If I borrowed my Neshome from the Eibische, I have to give it back clean, Neshome, schon es hat, wie der Wand, der Heure, wie der Osset, Littlo, mit Männen, der Eibische, der Vater, wie steht noch einmal, Kudisch, wie ist mein reine Neshome? Buch atu bevayechus, azan kavuchoyme betzesechus, azan tzrika reine neshume. Achas, shu alti ma es Hashem. Nevus alechtin. Oyso avake ich khal beten fin jetzt in warte rat fille as wus shift di beweis a shem kol im khayo lach zus benoy ma shem le vake bkhule tsam dovik tsede teure dovik tsede ay bist a shem le kov im moy im mele zam be all of im moy be mele bin ich dovik tsam ay bist mele darf man ich du de einzigste eize man nimmt hinter mal all mal geshma im all teure all mitzwes im es dovik tsede ay bist doch geise doch teure teure as khay va was geise in doch dem zu der boyn shlem ich bin mit dir in de ay bist self Me kennen alle solche Sachen zu alle Gitter Spurs in Koltuf getreudisch geschaut. Ja.